Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about what France is doing to the crypto tax by actually reducing it, and we'll talk about where you can use your Bitcoin and cryptos in daily life. First of all, guys, excuse the bad quality. I'm currently on the road, so I'm not with my usual setting, so that is why both audio and video are a bit worse than usual. However, let's jump right into this first news story. Tomorrow I should be back at my normal setting. So France is cutting the crypto tax rate from 45% to 19% and declares Bitcoin a movable property. Now, the Council of State of France has changed the tax rate on cryptocurrency sales from 45% to 19%, which is the result of a new classification of Bitcoin. The move came after citizens appealed to France's highest regulatory body to change harsh regulation for crypto transactions early this year. So a bunch of things here. First of all, 45% is quite high for cryptos and especially for Bitcoin. However, in certain countries, this might still be the case. So it's very likely that 45, 50, 55% will stay because the countries will want to be harsh when it comes to cryptocurrency because they kind of want to suggest not investing and using cryptocurrency at all. So this is kind of a defense mechanism that they are using. However, them actually reducing it now to 19% is a kind of a smart move because France probably has realized that they are kind of losing a lot of people that have a certain interest in blockchain technology, also on the business side. And you could technically lose such people by them actually going to different countries because France, or actually Paris, is also kind of a technology hub in Europe, and they kind of risk losing that technology hub specifically with this technology. Now, what is interesting in this case is that it was actually the investors or the people who have appealed to this Council of State, which is a body of the national government, and they are kind of regulating certain administrative things and tax rates, etc., etc. So that really shows you, as people, we still have power if, for example, a state where you currently live has decided that cryptocurrencies are illegal or are not properly used or are taxed at a certain rate. You can still go to your government, like unless it's a crazy dictatorship or anything, you can still appeal this decision to the government because the government has to work for the people. And I think this is kind of the most important message of this thing right here. Obviously, how if you're not in France, you're not really touched by these type of news. However, I think what is really interesting and important for you is that you as the people kind of still have the power to say, hey, look, cryptocurrency isn't that bad and cryptocurrency should be taxed at a normal rate, at a different rate. And this is how you do it. You write a letter to the senator, you write an email, you kind of organize groups and kind of bring up the reason and educate people and make them understand what exactly is the case here. What is also interesting is that currently, or now new, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are considered movable property. So it's kind of, what is interesting, it's still kind of an asset, so a kind of a gold asset, if you will, but at the same time, it's movable. So it's the fact that it's digital and that I can send you Bitcoin and you can send me Bitcoin makes the thing movable property. So for the state, this is actually an important kind of distinction because if you have a property such as real estate, all of these things, you cannot actually move that type of real estate in normal cases, which makes it taxed very differently because it's kind of very fixed at this certain place. Now with cryptos, obviously makes sense that you kind of treat it like a currency, technically. A movable property also kind of makes sense if we're talking that Bitcoin is considered kind of a gold or store of value or digital gold, if you will. But nonetheless, what I want to share with you here is basically if you are unhappy with your government in terms of how they treat crypto, how they tax or regulate crypto, make sure that you voice your opinion. Don't just be frustrated in the comment section of YouTube or on Twitter or anything. Actually go to the people responsible and talk to them. Try to open the dialogue. I think that's really important. Next up, we have here an interesting news article which says putting your Bitcoin investments to work. And it discusses kind of, and that's why I haven't really marked anything for you guys, but I will link this article as well so you can read it through. It actually makes the point of, okay, now you have those cryptocurrencies, be it in your wallet, be it as an investment, and you want to kind of take it out. So what exactly do you do with it? Do you change it to fiat? Do you keep it in the wallet? Do you hodl it for the next 10, 15, 20 years? Or what exactly are you doing? And this article kind of makes the point that there are more and more credit and debit card companies that are actually using Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies as their base. Most of them are actually connected directly to your wallet, and then you can use that card in daily life. Now, I do think that this is not a bad solution. I think it's a smart solution. If you can find an interesting company, I'm not sure what the company was. I think it was Tezos, or there was a name for a company that actually did it, which basically came out with a credit card, and you could use it by spending kind of your cryptocurrencies. Also, Revolut is kind of working in a similar way. You can exchange your money to cryptos and then actually spend your cryptos using a credit card that you get by Revolut. Now, what I think in this case is really important is that you realize that the credit debit card situation is just kind of an in-between step. It doesn't mean that we should be dependent on credit card companies, on debit card companies, because they are kind of acting like banks in the end, and this is exactly the model that we want to get away from. That being said, as an in-between step, it's actually a smart thing, because that can bring more awareness to crypto by showing people, hey, look, you can use this with a card. And that, and also, while there are no killer applications for cryptos out there yet, this is actually a smart thing you can use by spreading kind of the reach. Because until we have that one app or one credit card or one card kind of that we can really use with crypto, this will still be stay kind of a niche product. So I think this is really interesting. Read this through and kind of think about, if you want to really spend your cryptos, how would you go about it? Because yeah, maybe you have a credit card, or maybe you have kind of an app that you can use, but can you really buy groceries with it? Can you pay your rent? All of these things. And also, like connected to the first point, think about how you can reach people and actually kind of educate them and talk to them about crypto and just tell them, hey, look, I have this cryptocurrency here. You want to make money. You're selling me this product or service. Let's kind of find a way how you can integrate this and how we can do business together. I think it's really important, especially for us as early investors in this technology, it's important that we educate people as well, and tell them why we are doing certain investments and why and how this technology can help them as well, to be it just save the 1.5% on the credit card fees. This will be a huge thing for businesses. And in order to get there, you kind of have to make peer-to-peer transactions or direct transactions possible. Obviously, technology, scalability, all of these things are not there yet, but it starts with education, and then the technology will follow, and then we'll actually slowly but surely start changing the system. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, also join our Telegram channel. This weekend, I will release a new quick analysis of another coin. So stay tuned for that and join the Telegram channel. I'll see you tomorrow.